Hello, this is Patty Page wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
This is Dan and Shay.
Hey, I'm Lauren Daigle.
Hello, we're the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Fran.
I'm Kim.
I'm Preston.
This is Jane Monheit. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Very excited to have a couple members of the Christmas Podcast Network on today. Santa Matt from North Pole Radio and Jerry D from the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Before we get to the why you guys are here this time, I want to make sure everybody knows who you are and what you do. So, Jerry, can you sort of explain what the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast is and what you do?
Yeah, it's my lame attempt to relive Christmas when I was little. It's a show about Christmas in the 80s, and we talk everything from movies to specials to food to fashion, fads, TV shows, whatever. If it has anything remotely to do with Christmas time in the 80s, we'll talk about it. And so, it's been fun, and you can find me at totallyradchristmas.com or at radchristmas at Twitter or X, whatever it's called, and totallyradchristmas on Facebook and Instagram.
And Matt, what about North Pole Radio?
Yeah, North Pole Radio, it started as a project of knowing a lot of different Christmas performers, Santas, Mrs. Claus's, elves, and just thinking they were interesting people. And thinking that other people would think they were interesting too. And kind of what it's become is a little bit of an educational tool for Christmas performers and people that may be interested in becoming Christmas performers. Talk a lot about stories to tell, different, you know, performing techniques, a lot of kind of behind the scenes stuff of making the magic happen. And that's just, you know, it's available wherever podcasts are. I don't even know what the apps are anymore. A lot of them went under, but I know Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, that kind of thing.
It's kind of like a hydra. When one goes away, five more pop up.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that with Apple, there are so many that are connected to Apple. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly surprised by, I never heard of that one and I'm on there. Nice. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned the Christmas Podcast Network. Jerry, you want to explain what that is?
Sure. So there are a ton of Christmas podcasts out there, and they range from everything like Santa Matt's about talking with Christmas performers and Santa ambassadors, all the way to yours, Ken, which is Christmas music. There's some about planning for Christmas. There are some that review Christmas movies, some that do Christmas TV. There's 12 songs of Christmas, which talks about, you know, just musicians. There's all sorts of really cool stuff out there, a cozy Christmas, you know. And so the Christmas Podcast Network was our way to kind of band together and hang out and share some our new releases, but also advice and find like-minded people that could come and guest on our shows. And so we're hosted on ChristmasPodcasts.com, and Sean Sotka, who's the host of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. Yes, that's right. Christmas Podcasts podcast, where you can find a rundown of like all the drops from Christmas podcasts. He kind of runs that whole site, and he brought us together to share episodes and kind of be like a hub for all of the different Christmas podcasts out there, so that with all these, I think we're up to like 45, 46 now, different shows, you can find one that will fit your particular Christmas and your particular personality. And so we kind of banded together just as a group a group of friends. But yeah, like I said, we do everything from helping each other promote to just being guests to just hanging out and you know, hoping to make a difference in people's Christmases.
Yeah, one of the things I love about this whole group is that first, I had no idea when I started the Sounds of Christmas podcast that there were a whole bunch of other Christmas podcasts and that they were sort of connected. And it's really cool because while mine is focused on music, that's not the only thing I love about Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's probably near the top of the list for me, but there are lots of things I love about Christmas, and that's probably true for everybody. Anybody right. who's listening to a podcast like this, especially. So you can find, you know, different podcasts that are laser focused on something that you love or not necessarily laser focused, and they encompass a lot of things. But it's a great welcoming community. And this year, we have teamed up with Red Sled Santa Foundation. Matt, are you familiar with that enough to?
I absolutely am. Yeah. But... No, I'm not. I'm not a spokesman. I just know of them and I support them. They do a great job. Red Sled Santa Foundation. They're actually out of California. I can't remember the exact city, but he's in the greater Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. It is the project of a wonderful, wonderful Santa by the name of Courtney Lofton. Courtney is somebody that actually hasn't been on my show. I've tried to have him on. He's a very, very busy man. And he's also a very humble man. He doesn't like to talk about himself very much, but he is just an absolutely fabulous Santa. And his Red Sled Santa Foundation is a way to bring Christmas to a variety of children in need, at-risk youth, you know, chronically ill children, and children, of course, that may not make it to their next Christmas or much past their next Christmas or anything like that. And, you know, he does that in a variety of ways. They do huge. I've seen him do, like, last year, I remember him just packing boxes and boxes and boxes of just different, you know, with different items that were going to be given out. They were all just gift boxes for different things. And just in short, that's basically what they do. I know that working, especially there in the urban area that he is in, that there are plenty of at-risk youth. So that's very important. Like I said, as well as chronically ill children and terminally ill children as well.
So how are a bunch of Christmas podcasters going to help this foundation aside from just giving a shout out?
So, yeah, one thing that we wanted to do as because we all love Christmas and the way it feels. And as you start talking about these things, you realize that not everybody has a chance to have a really wonderful, just great Christmas, you know, and even in our own past, sometimes there might've been Christmases where things have happened. I remember a particular Christmas Eve where I had to go to the hospital. I was sick as a dog and I had to miss Christmas Mass. And I missed like all my favorite things about Christmas Eve where our friends would come over and, you know, and it turned, I remember just sitting perfectly still and the doctor was mystified because my heart was racing 120, you know, beats per minute, just this kid. And I mean, it was just crazy. They couldn't understand. And it turns out I had like a bad infection, whatever. But the point is, like, we all have these times where we just can't fully embrace the awe and wonder and magic of Christmas for one reason or another. And so as Christmas podcasters, and we're talking about all these things that make us feel good, that we love about the holidays, we wanted to do something to give back to the community. These people that spend their time listening to us and people that don't as well. We just want to help people that might not get the help. So what we ended up doing was, and Matt was a huge part of this as well, we sat down and we thought, how could we help most? And so we figured we were going to release an ornament and we were going to sell the ornament, and 100% of the proceeds, so 100% is going straight to that Red Sled Santa Foundation, which Matt also brought up to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, we had a bunch of charities in the mix that people were thinking of. And I'm like, hey guys, like, just so you know, here's this really great charity that's literally run by a Santa performer and helps kids. And so and I'm glad everybody kind of voted for it. Just it's I think it works out pretty well for who we are as people and for giving back to an organization that will do a lot of good with it. So
well, and especially as you read and you find you dig into the, you know, the history of, you find out that 100% of their donations are given as well. So it's you know, there's a lot of charities nowadays that are really fantastic and help a lot of people, but they have a little bit of overhead that they have to hit, unfortunately. And so sometimes not everything that's donated makes it, you know.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Red Sled Santa Foundation is run right out of Courtney is an engineer and a contractor by trade. And he has an amazing Santa's workshop on his, you know, in one of his warehouses on his property. And they run Red Sled Santa Foundation out of there so that they don't, you know, have to rent space or anything like that. It's run right out of his property. So like Jerry was saying, they don't have the overhead, you know, and, you know, some charities, like Jerry was saying, like they don't have that. They have to have some overhead, but, in this one, there isn't that overhead. You know, they really are using every drop. And not that having overhead is a bad thing necessarily, but just in this case, it is unique and interesting in everything that they are using every cent to do their operation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people who are listening be a part of this?
So if you go to, most of us have put up the link in our actual, like if you go to our profiles, it's the very first link that you can see. You know, usually people, whenever you go to their profiles, so like if you were to go to Totally Rad Christmas on Instagram, it would have my website, totallyradchristmas.com. However, for this particular time, I've taken that down and I've instead put the link to the order form, which you can order. And it's $25 for the ornament, which is an ornament that actually Matt designed. And so that's also really special. We'll talk about the design in just a bit. But you fill it out. You at least if you're here in the United States, you can send it to me via PayPal. It's at GJ Davila, GJDAVILA. Or if you need to, GJ Davila at hotmail.com. Yes, I'm old. I still use Hotmail. But so it's $25. And then we are going to place the order, do all this, and all of those proceeds, like I said, 100% will be going to Red Sled so that they can continue their operations. I know one of the things that he does is he has kids come in and help. They're like elves for a day, which is super cool. They build an actual toy or some sort of project. It's like a handmade craft. And then they put it in the boxes that Matt was talking about. And then they fill it with other toys and things like that. But they get to see Santa's sleigh, which is remarkable.
Dude, the videos of him building that. They're on YouTube. I don't know if I've ever shared them with you. It's incredible. He bought a old beat up antique sleigh and restored it beyond what it was originally. It's got electronics. It's incredible.
There's like a little globe. I mean, it looks like it belongs in a movie. That's how good of a job he did. He did a fantastic job. And so children get to go and help, and they actually feel good because they get to participate and create some of these things for other children that don't really get to have a good Christmas some years. So, yeah, it's
I'll
remarkable.
I'll put a link to the Red Sled Santa Foundation down in the show notes and also a link to the order form for the ornament. And Matt, can you sort of give us a little taste of what this is going to look like?
Yeah. So it actually started as kind of a joke. I had this funny idea at one point of, I know probably none of us ride motorcycles or anything like that, but what would a Christmas podcast network motorcycle gang be? And then somebody brought up the social clubs that go to Disney and walk around Disney and they all wear like gang colors,
right?
Quote unquote gang colors and stuff like that, where they all have their own special patches. And so I started designing all these different patches using Canva, which is a program that I like to just play around with from time to time.
Yeah, I like Canva. Yeah.
And what I eventually landed on was this Kringle Crew. It's an old fashioned kind of looking Santa on like a green background, kind of a circle. Kringle Crew is across the front. It's Kringle and then Crew with a K because it looked cool having it be Kringle Crew.
Yeah, like Mortal Kombat. That,
you know, and well, also just the anyway. And it's, you know, it's green with like gold accents and everything like that. I like how it came out pretty well. And then when this ornament came about, Ashley got in touch with me and was like, hey, what if we use that Kringle Crew design you made as the ornament for the charity? And I was like, that'd be awesome. Go right ahead. Like, it's, you know, it's just something I made to have a little fun with. So let's do some good with it.
And speaking of Ashley, shout out to her. She from Magic of the Season podcast. She has really spearheaded this thing. It was kind of all our idea, but she's the one that took it and ran with it.
Oh yeah.
Even though, you know, and we're all busy, but she's also busy, and she kind of did a lot of the legwork finding the manufacturer and all sorts of things that we just it wouldn't have gotten done without her. So I just want to make a special shout out to Ashley Dunbar of the Magic of the Season. And I mean, Matt's ornament is cool. It's got this nice, almost finial shape, but at the same time, it is really, it has intricate like gold line work on the edge, which I love. Mm-hmm. The Santa, I mean, he said an old timey, it's very reminiscent of like Thomas Nast, but colorized. And so it has like an old world Santa feel, but also is modern because of the colors. It's a really great, really fantastic ornament. And so, especially because it's for a good cause. I mean, I would buy 500 if I could afford 500. So thank you, Matt, because it was a really fantastic job. So
thanks. No problem. Yeah.
Is there anywhere anybody can see what this ornament looks like?
Yeah, it should be on the order form, right?
I believe it is on the order form. It is on the order form. Yes.
Okay, there it is on the bottom. I see it. Okay. I had the order form open. I just didn't scroll down far enough. So I could have known the answer to that question. Anything about this ornament and the foundation that people should know about that we haven't already talked about?
Just, you know, it's redsledsantafoundation.org. You can check out all the good stuff they do there. Like I said, they do so much. There's lots of pictures, there's lots of videos. They support they have a literacy program. They do Fill the Sleigh, which is what Jerry was talking about with the kids can come in and do elves and make toys. They support USPS, the Postal Service's Operation Santa, Operation Christmas Child, something called Happy House, which I haven't fully. Oh, it's with that's part of the LAPD. Foundation for the at-risk youth. I mean, there's just so much on here that you can read and really get to understand what it is you will be supporting with this ornament. And you'll just get to see some really great pictures of Santa Courtney and what a great looking Santa he is, so that when you go to sleep this Christmas Eve, you can rest assured that this is what Santa Claus is going to look like when he's in your home leaving gifts. Because
they do everything from, like, you know, all the stuff Matt said, they help sometimes just pay utilities. They with groceries, they do things that sometimes people we forget to do for other families.
Yeah. Seriously, Courtney is like the best of us. He really is. He's in his program that he has going, the Red Sled Santa Foundation, really represents not just, you know, Christmas and all of that, but it represents the best of humanity. Like, it's really awesome.
So. I'm not crying. You're crying.
About a week and change away from Halloween. Why are we talking about this now?
So, in order to get the Christmas ornaments out, manufactured and out in time, we definitely have an end date, unfortunately. So the sooner the better. make sure you get yours. We're trying to close the order form on by November 1st. So October 31st would be the final day to order. So that only gives us about, like you said, 10 days or so to get it done and to really try to make a difference. And you also get a nice little ornament out of it. So it's a win-win. You're helping families that can't possibly help themselves. And you're trying to make a Christmas special for people that might not have ever seen a special Christmas. And you can take pride in knowing that that every time you look at that little ornament on the tree, you had a hand in making someone's Christmas special without them ever knowing. And just it feels great. It really does.
And for the collectors out there, if you guys all buy ornaments, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much we'll so.
And then you'll have the first in a series.
That's
and
true.
You know, that's important.
Looking
I know
at you,
if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you collect ornaments anyway. So you need this. And it'll just encourage us to do something bigger and better next year and mm-hmm. the year after. And then you'll be in on the ground floor, that first one. So you know you need to do that. Before we wrap this up, Jerry, what do you got coming up on Totally Rad Christmas?
Well, I have a few more Halloween episodes, even though it's called Totally Rad Christmas. but yeah, a lot of fun stuff. So we're talking Amen. We're talking Lollipop Dragon for Christmas Podcast Day, which is fun. Santa Bear's First Christmas, Quantum Leap, Susie and the Banshees, which was really, really fun to deal with. Deck the Halls with Wacky Walls, Glow Friends. Voltron, talking about one of my all-time favorite toys and shows. So a lot of little fun stuff. And I have a very special episode about Home Alone 2 with my brother. Nice. We talked Home Alone once and we just pretty much just laughed and did impressions the whole time. And so in Home Alone 2, we got a little deeper into it and it was fun.
Nice. And Santa Matt, what's coming up on North Pole Radio?
Actually, I don't have a whole lot on the horizon for the rest of this year. I do have one episode that I've had in the can for weeks. I just need to actually edit it and release it with my friend and Jerry's Santa Jeremy Phelps. I am going to have an episode coming up. I got a preview of a cookbook based on the movie Elf. So ooh. I'm going to be talking to the woman that wrote that, and that might be it for me for the year. My life's a little hectic right now, and also Christmas is coming, so I am going to yes. be in my busy season, and so is pretty much everybody that I would have as a guest on my show.
Right,
so.
Right.
But I have a nice back catalog. Everybody can subscribe and listen. And if you subscribe that way, when I'm back to being a little bit more regular, it'll be right there for you.
Okay. And I'll put links to both of your podcasts down in the show notes too.
Thank you. And thanks. Hopefully I can get Matt and Jeremy that you talked about on to talk Prancer. It seems like that's the episode. Well,
that is an episode with a curse on it right there.
It's, I think we've had to reschedule it about five or six times now. Yeah. So eventually much. We'll talk about it and it will be fun.
I've been thinking about an Elf cookbook and a recipe for spaghetti with syrup.
It's in there. I'm going to try it. I am my day off this week. I am cooking a bunch of stuff from the, well, a bunch. I'm cooking a sampling of things from the cookbook and the spaghetti is on there. So I am going to try the famous nice. Spaghetti. Yes.
Interesting. Thank you guys so much for taking some time to talk about this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And I will have links down in the show notes as well for the Red Sled Santa Foundation and the form so that you can get your ornament before November 1st. Thanks again, guys. And thank you so much for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And that has most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on over, find your favorite, and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.